Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/MonsterRX931.
And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.
Monster RX93.1 presents TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yada, 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 yada.
I'm a savage, yeah. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty, hey. Yeah.
The Morning Rush. And online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a holiday Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have work. Well, except for, like, essential services. Like us. Not really essential.
Hello.
But, not really essential. But yeah, we are media, so yeah, we do have work. But yeah, for everybody else, enjoy the little break. It's kind of weird, like you go to work on a Monday and then it's holiday on a Tuesday.
And I'm back to work tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just a quick.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah.
At the option.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So today we are going to do something by the Super Malice Guy. Thank you for suggesting it. As always, hashtag, how intimidating are you? So in any aspect of your life, whether, you know, I don't know, at work, in school, when dating people, to kids, to your household help, to like service crew.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how intimidating are you? Let's give you some examples. Pag nakita pa lang ako ng competitor ko, nagwi-withdraw na siya sa event.
I concede!
I concede! I'm not going to win. Okay, yeah. I'm going home now. Like, literally, uwi na ako. And another example, pag sinabi ko pa lang na, good morning, everyone, iiyak na yung mga new hires.
They know what's coming.
Very, The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, Miranda Priestly.
Meryl.
Like, Mama the first, Meryl. The very first scene, di ba, yung takbuhan sila.
Mm-hmm.
They're all scared. Yeah. That's how intimidating you are. How intimidating are you? I have RBF and BDE. That's a deadly combination.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
But one alienates and one draws you in.
No, I mean, like, not necessarily, ah. Kasi parang the other one kasi is very confident. But if you have an RBF together with that confidence, it might come off as...
Unapproachable confidence.
Yeah. So, that can scare people. Not necessarily, because when you say you intimidate someone, it's not necessarily bad. It's more like you're so up there that I feel small compared to you. So it's not necessarily very Miranda na she's a biatch, right? So
yeah.
It can also be like when you see a celebrity. Sometimes they're not even, they're actually nice, but you're so intimidated by their very presence.
Ah, yeah, works.
How intimidating are you? We had a terror teacher na pag choosing subjects, all the students are like, any class, any schedule, except hers.
Yes.
Like, anyone. I don't care who it is, as long as it's not this terror
but
teacher.
But, interestingly enough, I had one of those. But, when I did have to take her class, I learned the most from her.
Oh, yeah. That's usually the case. I know a lot of people who are like, they can't stand this teacher because she's a terror teacher, but that's the one that they remember the most.
Until now, I still keep in contact with him. Like, in during school, like, I was scared. And I rarely ever did my homework.
And diba even movies, may mga ganyan. Yung mga like, the one, the mentor that scared them the most or gave them the hardest time. Parang, lalo na pag feel good yung movie. At the end, sila rin yung,
yeah,
yung magde-deliver ng the best lessons. And one last, how intimidating are you? Pag may manliligaw ang anak ko, magtatasa ako ng mga katana collection ko at mag-a-assemble ako ng mga shotgun collection ko. In front of the manliligaw.
Ano ba? What a collection.
That's so scary.
Are you impressed? Yeah. I'm
terrified.
I don't just collect these. I use them too. I wield them.
Oh my God. I would love to have a katana. Like Michonne, because Michonne is my favorite.
Yeah. I don't like guns or sharp objects in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, like, accidents happen.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I wouldn't want it. Like, what if you're cleaning it? Tas nagdulas.
You know that scene in The Bodyguard? Katana ba yun?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The way it sliced her.
Like her delicate scarf?
Scarf. Yep.
I remember that scene for some reason, specifically.
Yeah.
But the way you just put it on display naman. Like usually,
yeah, usually naka-sheath naman siya. Uh-huh. But still, I don't like... Alam mo yung I have these nightmares na... Yung may papasok na evil person and then like just get
hey. Like,
slice and dice.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't like...
Or anytime you have something dangerous, parang you're always scared
there.
Of an earthquake, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Kasi you don't know what's going to happen. What if malakas yung earthquake is mahulog siya?
Actually, ano siya? It's a phobia. Meaning it's very illogical. Kasi yun nga, naka-sheath naman siya in the... You know, and it's... Whatever, yeah, the sheath. So
Still, it's there.
It's there. All you have to do is pull it out, and it's still a knife. I mean, a sword that's very, very not sharp.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want anything like
but
that.
You could protect yourself.
Siguro if it were like encased, as in like my key and everything.
May what do you call it? Like a glass.
Like a display cabinet, for example, cabinet. Na sobrang hard to open. Maybe. Right?
Yeah. I probably
or yung tipong built-in sa wall yung container niya.
Kasi I've always actually wanted one. I don't know. I mean, just a katana or
right?
Not just a katana. You know, some of those like the bolos, Philippine bolos, that are nice too. Just for display.
Ang sa akin lang kasi I can display so many other things.
True.
Why would I choose like a deadly weapon? So, I'm really scared of swords and knives.
Interestingly enough, it's guns that I don't like. But swords, I've realized that, you know, if it's like really fancy and really artsy, why not?
Yeah, unless it's a replica. Like for example, like one of the Game of Thrones swords. Is it sharp? Hindi yata. Baka it's like...
Ay, di walang magagawa sa'yo in case magkaroon ng zombie apocalypse.
Hindi nga, not really for that. Nga, ayoko nga ng ganun. Pero like, alam mo yung... Gusto ko yung parang fake sword. I mean, like, it's a replica, but it's not sharp.
Right.
I make it safe for, like, display. Na pag ginanon mo yung edge, hindi ka naman masusugat. But, like, from afar, it looks legit. It looks like, let's say, Jon Snow's sword, for example.
Or that one...
I would buy that.
Or that one sword that's really sharp on one side and the other side.
The anime.
I don't know.
There's an anime character.
But isn't there a series like that too?
Well, I think that's the OG. Like, he only uses the dull side of the blade. He never uses the sharp side.
Oh.
Yeah.
To do what?
Like, kunyari, if he's fighting people.
Oh.
So he doesn't kill them.
So that, yeah, he only uses the dull side.
He just hits them with the dull side. Oh. Yeah.
Ugh, I forgot.
That's a classic.
It's a classic anime. Hindi ko kasi siya natapos, kaya hindi ko siya naaalala
masyado. No,
I watched
anime,
a few episodes.
But then it was also in a series. Was it Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah. The one that trained Arya.
Yes. Arya's weapon.
The no-faced man ba yun or something? Basta ganun, that one.
No-faced.
Pwede. And so there you go. Like, how intimidating are you? And you can also tell us how not, kasi we're asking how intimidating are you. If you're not intimidating, tell us how.
Yeah.
Kunyari super, ano ka naman, super.
I'm as intimidating as a teddy bear.
There you go.
That's Chico for you.
So if you've got entries, send them all in, all levels of intimidation. Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag How Intimidating Are You in all your tweets.
For now, let's get things started with something from Demi Lovato. It's The Morning Rush all the way till 10. Chico, Hazel, and Marky with you right here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Thanking the super malis guy for the topic, hashtag how intimidating are you? Let's start off at number 10 from Camilo. Fini-fill up ko pa lang yung application form sa beauty pageant. Binibigay na yung corona sa akin.
Love it.
May nanalo na.
Alam mo, sa opisina pa lang. Like literally
naka, ano ka pa, naka day clothes ka lang.
Oo, nasa ano ka desk nung some random employee. Tapos bilang, ay ma'am, ito po. Tapos bilang, inabot ko siya.
I feel tapos, like...
Wala na po tayong contest this year.
I kind of feel like very Catriona.
Yeah.
Because remember when she won? Like we knew she was going to win.
It was probably the most parang landslide.
Yeah.
Of all the wins. I'm not saying that, you know, of all our queens, siya yung pinaka ano. Pero like, swamped. Like nobody had a chance.
Like she's such a favorite. Mm-mm.
Tsaka locally and internationally.
Right. Like, not gonna lie though, diba? Kinabahan din tayo nung announcement. Cause you're like, oh my God, I hope
remember, when some of the commentators were called out because they said, okay, who are you excited about? And then they mentioned mga 3-4 queens and they didn't include Catriona. And a lot of people called them out na parang, You do know she's performing the best, right? How could you leave her out? And parang, we get it. It's supposed to be an opinion. But like, how biased are you? So, sobrang kinuyog sila, diba? Tapos eventually, one of them spoke up and said, look, it's a TV show. It's entertainment. We already know that she's going to win. If we said, oh, Philippines, you know, because... like, wala nang excitement. So, inamin din nila na literal sinadya nila not to mention Catriona. Because it was already such a given. Like, sobra na daw obvious na.
Obvious winner.
Hello, she's going to win. Nobody else is even close.
But you have to make it seem like
but
there's
an actual,
make it seem. You know, competition going on
so,
still.
So, lumabas, sinadya pala talaga nila to exclude Catriona. Because nga, parang... bigyan naman natin ng excitement ng kahit konti kasi ang boring na eh. Alam mo ng Philippines ang mananalo.
Hello, it's like the one sitting in front of me.
Ganun na yung...
Willow Pill.
Yeah, yun nga may
true.
Ano pa eh. Yun kahit pa paano may konting excitement pa eh.
I mean...
yung kay Catriona kasi talaga, like it was just ridiculous. Like she was so good. And
yung kay Catriona kasi... with merits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she was scoring really well
she was really,
the
like,
whole time.
Everything. Like, name it. Whether it was swimsuit or gown or Q&A. Wala siyang weakness. Parang lahat
yun.
Specialty.
Avatar.
So, okay. Number 9, coming from Genshin Impacto. Pag nakita na ako ng mga anak ko na may hawak na alpombra, stick, hanger, wala, dali-dali nang pumapasok sa bahay. I don't think I've ever been hit by anything other than a slipper. Slipper was the one time. I've never been spanked after that.
Yeah, I wasn't really spanked either.
Yeah, it wasn't the thing in our family.
I was never spanked until that one time when they found my changed grades.
Oh, yeah.
Deserve.
It was an open-handed slap across the face.
Deserve.
Around 6 or 7.
Wow. Oh
and
God.
Right before my daddy's strobe went on a trip to, I don't know, some foreign Eastern Asian country, he like literally sat me down on his bed. I'm about to leave. I'm about to fly out. But, pack, pack.
start of, you know, something bad kasi. Like, if that behavior...
If you let it pass.
...weren't
yeah.
corrected.
Yeah.
Diba?
I kind of get it. Yung parang, you don't wanna hurt your kid, but you also don't want them to go down... Kasi they can see it. You're
it's
already down
yeah.
that dark path. So, alam na nila na parang, this is the kind of kid who will go all the way down to, like, the depths of inferno. So, we kind of need to shake him up a little bit and, like, you know, come back to the bright
yeah and what was
light
good
side.
Is like after that I was good
for a
around
bit.
A year and then after that I almost got kicked out of my house. He said look at this house, is this where you want to be or do you want to be out there on the street? And my grandmother flipped out. How dare you? But you know, at least he taught me some lessons.
Yeah.
That I should be good and not bad.
Well, he tried.
I mean, yeah, he tried.
He tried.
I think he pretty much succeeded.
In some aspects.
In some aspects.
Mm-mm. I mean, I'm not a criminal.
Well, there's that.
There's that. Congrats.
I'm not Rika GGG.
Congrats.
I don't have skeletons in my closet.
Well, not physical ones.
But they're aired on air anyway.
Yeah. And number 9. Number 8 from Avi CJ. Wala pa akong sinasabi. Mata pa lang. Alam na nila when to talk and when to shut up. Alam mo yung like, very ano, very, very parent. Makuha ka sa tingin.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung sometimes you're like, you're talking, let's say at the office, one look, and you're like, oops, am I saying the wrong thing? Alam mo yun, yung kunyari tayo, tatlo. Let's say we're talking to, let's say, I don't know, somebody interviewing us. And then one of us starts saying something na parang, you're not supposed to say that. Alam mo yung meron kang...
Like, just
one
a look.
Mm-hmm. One look, and you know na parang like, shut up. Right now.
You go ask that all the time.
Diba? Yung parang, kasi obviously you can't say it. Because, you know, there's somebody
shut
there.
Shut it down.
Yeah, so, meron talagang... Very ano yan, accurate yung makuha ka sa tingin.
Mm.
Yeah. I actually have that with my brother. But the problem is my brother doesn't seem to take a hint. So whenever Eric starts to blabber, I watched Grace and Frankie yesterday.
Okay.
And there was this one situation where one of the boys, what happened to him? He had a wife to be and they were in front of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the other brother was... comedian, so he started making all these jokes. And one of the jokes was, hey, you remember that time that you had a wife that you didn't tell your new wife about? And all sorts of really, really ew stuff that he shouldn't have said on the table.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Eric.
Come here, Hazel. Oh my gosh, it's Mark. That was the unspoken bubble. That was a little bubble thought in our, above our heads. Oh, it's Marky.
Oh,
si Marky naman. Oh, it's Eric.
Pag nakita natin si Eric, alam na natin. Pot, meat, kettle.
Yeah.
We're from the same family. So, I mean, yeah. Hello. It's bound to happen.
Maganda yun. Number 7 for Maxim De Winter. How intimidating are you? Kahit long-time best friends ko, hindi makatingin sa akin directly in the eye. Grabe naman yun.
What?
How can they be your friends if they can't even like look at you straight in the eye? Like, what's the... There must be something going on.
I know.
Because it means they're scared of you?
Ano ka yeah. Cyclops?
How could you be scared of like your friend? That's kind of weird.
There
it could
are
be
people,
a...
Unless, ano kayo?
Mean
unless,
girl levels.
Unless they're your friends and your subordinates.
Your minions.
I kind of, yeah, maybe that way. I don't know. That's weird.
Maybe maybe your workmates, but you're also friends outside.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe. Yung parang subordinate mo sila, kaya at the office, you can be a little scary.
But, you know, sometimes pagdating sa ganyan, it's really maybe on them. Baka they just in general have a problem with eye contact. So even if your friends hit up sila.
Baka.
Yeah.
Yung shifty.
Yeah.
Diba? Number 6 from Victoriano. Pag nakikita akong pumasok sa elevator, dumadaan sa fire exit yung mga workmates ko.
That's terrible.
Avoid! Avoid by all means. Number 5 from Mike Ferrer, everyone calls me bossing. Kahit yung empleyado ng ibang kumpanya. Like, you have a lot of like boss energy and a lot of people, even if you're not their boss, they call you bossing. And number 4 coming from Juice Blank, how intimidating are you? There's a reason why IT equipment requests go to my staff before me. Hindi nila ako kayang i-BS. Pero ganun din, after nila kausapin yung mga tao ko, ako pa rin ang magdi-disapprove ng requests. Inform ko na lang sila via email.
You have the power.
Alam mo yung you don't wanna go straight to the person concerned?
Yeah.
You go to like his subordinates para at least you don't have to talk to the main person.
Oo, parang may ano, may buffer.
Oo, may ano ka, intercession.
Yes.
Na parang, yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah. Like, when we ask you to say things or like, can you bring this up?
Or
and
ano?
And then ask if pwede.
Pag meron kayong gustong ipadrating kay Chris Pratt, sa akin yung dinadaan, diba?
Speaking like, of, thank you to that person who tweeted. Sabi niya, pakita kay Chico to. Yeah, he saw na.
Oh, yes.
His new costume.
I was supposed to eat my breakfast, but when I saw the photo, I'm like, oh, busog na.
No I'm need. Good. I'll I'm just good. Drink.
I feel full. Burp. Burp.
Speaking of full.
Yeah, I'm full.
I mean, yeah.
My stomach, my heart, my mind, you know, it's full.
What can I say? Parang very, very nice yung fit ng costume.
Oh, yeah. Like, alam mo yung parang sana all costume. Ikaw yung
so you can cling on to Chris Pratt for hours.
Nakakapit every nook and cranny. That would be amazing. Number 3 from Genshin Impacto. How intimidating are you? Pagpasok ko pa lang sa room, mga students ko, tahimik na kaagad. Walang magsasalita. Tapos lahat may nakahandang one whole sheet of pad paper. Alam nilang magpapakwiz ako.
You know what? We had a teacher like that in high school. A math teacher. Na, I don't even remember how it became a thing. But whenever he entered the classroom, like, the whole room would go silent. And he would just go straight to the blackboard.
Yeah.
With a chalk.
Yeah.
Tapos, magsusulat na siya ng math problem. And then he'll just start calling people randomly. And then when you get called, ikaw na yung sasagot. And if you don't get it right, you have to step outside the classroom.
Ooh.
And it, like, if I remember correctly, almost daily ganun. Like, he just enter. Sulat sa board. Mr. Garcia. And then you're gonna have to solve the problem.
Hindi, ako lalabas na ako.
Hindi na mag-a-attempt. Diretso na sa
loob. That's my cue to leave. Okay, see you later, folks. See you when I see you.
Freedom!
Freedom! They're not called problems for nothing.
I can just imagine you. Alam mo yung, kunyari, pupunta ka sa harap. Sabay niliko ka, pupunta sa door.
I'm out of here.
Bye, sir.
No, we had a teacher like that before in college. Na day one, sabi niya, okay, this is how I do my classes. Every day, we will have a quiz. Like a quick 10, ano lang. Yung, and nothing too difficult. Basta basically what about
the discussion the day before.
The day before, or maybe like, kunyari, middle of the sem na kayo, parang random questions that you should know by now.
Mm.
So, pasok siya, quiz. Next day, pagpasok niya, quiz. So, syempre, na una, we were so upset, right? We were like, are you kidding me? Every day, may quiz. Tapos, hindi naman pala totoo. Like, alam mo yung parang she just primed us.
Mm.
Siguro for the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like, to the point na yung hindi na kami nasa-stress.
Right.
Tanggap na namin na everyday may quiz. And we really do study. And she was very smart about it. And I think parang because we got the hang of it, parang kahit nung tinigil na niya yung quiz. Kasi nung una parang like the first day that we didn't have a quiz, she was like, oh, we'll just do it na lang tomorrow. No quiz today. Yay! Cheer pa kami. So, meme, the next day, wala na naman. Yung ganon, yung until regular na lang yung quiz, yung pag lang kailangan. But it kind of instilled the pattern.
Right. Parang yung mindset nyo nandun na sa, we might have a quiz tomorrow.
So, let's just study. Because you don't know when she's going to spring it.
That's a good strategy.
It's a good strategy. Tapos, alam mo yung...
Should keep you on your toes.
In general, matataas yung scores namin. Kasi nga, nag-aaral kami.
Oh. It worked.
And it's weird, like I don't know about my classmates, pero I didn't study as much for the other classes, but for that one, I would really study.
Yeah.
Kasi nga parang, alam mo, daily yung ano nyo eh, daily yung quiz nyo eh.
PBH, it also kind of worked that way for that high school math teacher I was talking about. Ganun din. And parang at first, of course, like people were a little scared. Na parang, oh my God, I hope I get the right answer. But, alam mo yung parang, at some point, it became an exciting thing. Like, you want him to call you. Because like, I wanna solve the problem.
Ikaw lang yan.
Hindi! Hindi! Totoo!
Ikaw lang yan. Wag mo, do not speak for your classmates.
No.
I'm sure you have classmates who are like me.
No! Parang nagkaroon na siya.
Sana magtawagin yung teacher.
Kasi you kind of want to prove na parang, you know.
No. Because I have proven that I cannot answer that question.
Fine.
Just kung may problem, gusto mo ikaw ang tawagin.
It's super hirap kasi. Like, of course, sa umpisa, it's a little difficult. But once you get the hang of it, it's like, okay. G.
I remember. I have our math whiz. Hindi siya number one dun sa class namin. Kasi we were the, like, you know, honor section kasi, so puro smarties, you know, and the number one and the number two were in that class.
Yeah.
So ano siya, when we graduated, he was first honorable mention, but he was number one in math.
You know what, it's the same for us.
Talo niya yung one and two.
It's the same for us. Actually, the best in math, I don't think she was even in the top 5 of the class.
Yeah.
Or the, yes. maybe top 10, pero not top 5.
Diba, no? Yung parang iba yung may hawak nung corona nung man. Tapos yung dalawa, sila na yung parang top in all the other subjects.
Although, one of my besties was definitely also nasa top 3 of the class. Ano rin siya? Dalawa kasi silang super galing sa math. And yung, pareho silang kabarkada, by the way. So, yung bestie ko na, yung isa pa. Even that terror teacher was amazed at how she would solve certain problems because she has her own way sometimes. Not what the teacher taught us. Like, for example, there's a problem, right? And then there's a specific way of doing it. Yun yung parang, basta that's like the right, quote-unquote, right way of doing it.
Mm.
But somehow, she does it in a different way but still gets the same answer.
Right.
And like the teacher goes, oh, okay. Well, that's right. But like, that's a different formula.
That's
and
a
then
different
like,
formula.
Oh, and then he'd explain and we're like, wala lang. Ang amazing lang. Kasi there are people who are that good at math.
Tapos yung classmate ko na yun, si Math Wiz, siya yung friend ko. Si 1 and 2, hindi ko sila close. Like, they're just classmates. I don't know if we've ever really, like, even talked.
Yeah.
Kasi parang they were up there. They had their own world. Pero si 3 was my friend. So, pag math, talagang I'm really like, shout out to Tootsie. I was like, Tootsie, hindi ko nagigit. So, tuturuan niya ako. Ganito lang yan eh. Kasi diba, pag ganito, ganyan. At pag ganito, ganyan. I'm like, so pag ganito, ano yung sagot? Tuturo niya ulit. I will never forget it. There was this one time, after niya in-explain, tas hindi ko pa rin mag-gets. He looked at me, and then he was like, hindi mo talaga nag-gets, no? like, no judgment. He was amazed.
He was just like, huh?
Like,
I thought I explained it.
At saka yung parang like, I'm amazed. Hindi mo talaga nakukuha.
His brain just works differently, mathematically.
Tapos it's not like he was frustrated.
Yeah.
He just kept teaching me. Pero meron lang siyang moment of realization na,
I have to find a different way.
Tsaka parang, I thought you were joking. You really don't get it.
You don't get it. Shout out to Rose Ann Cortez and Melissa Rodriguez.
Yeah. And it's so cute, that, because like, I would say maybe 5-10 years ago, I forgot. I think we just messaged each other, or somebody comment. One of us commented on the other's post or something. That's nag private message na kami na parang, let's meet up. We haven't seen each other in like forever. Tapos yun, we had coffee.
Oh, that's so cute.
Sobrang like, nung nagkakwentuhan kami ng mga nangyari na sa buhay namin, you like, I can't believe so many things have happened to our lives that we were not even aware of.
Yeah.
Like, sobrang out of touch. But it's so refreshing na you find out that the friendship is still there. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, there's that parang curiosity about what's going on in their lives. It's nice. I really love checking in with friends I haven't spoken with since high school. For example.
Oh my God. Tagal na.
Tagal na. Super tagal na. Number 2 from Arch Aguilar. How intimidating are you? The moment you walk into a room and ask a question, ang sagot na makukuha mo is, yes, master.
Okay. Sayang.
Sayang pala yung isa. Oh, sige. Next. And the top, how intimidating are you? Comes from Chiki Romana.
Chiki Romana says,
I super love this entry because it's so real. When people always say, mabait ka naman pala. Once they get to know you more.
I've heard that once or twice.
Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? Hindi, pero diba, like, people have kasi like, kunyari nga, if you're very intimidating. So obviously, they assume certain things.
Mm.
You're probably mataray. You're probably masungit. You're probably this. You're probably that. And then they get to know you better. Kaya merong exclamation of like, ang bait mo pala. Hindi obvious kasi.
And also, I feel like it depends on where you met them.
Yeah.
Kasi in my case, usually I make it a point to be extra nice to people when I meet them for the first time.
Okay.
Especially people who may have preconceived notions of me. So parang I try to be as not intimidating as possible.
Ako kasi I really try to, because I've learned the hard way na parang yun nga, like my shyness 99.99% of the time translates to looking aloof.
Right.
Kasi I'm very shy, but I don't want to appear shy. So what happens, kasi di ba pag shy ka, yung nakayuko ka, and you try to like be as small as possible,
be
and
invisible.
You sit in one corner. Ako kasi, I'm very shy, but I don't want to play that part. So what happens is, I just have this RBF na parang, you know, I'm just by myself and I'm good.
So,
nobody has to talk to me. I'm okay. So ang dating, parang very may wall na.
Parang unapproachable.
Parang unapproachable. When in fact, I'm just shy and I probably wouldn't know how to approach somebody I don't know. Lalo na yung instance na kunyari you attend an event where you either don't know them or you kind of know them because they're popular but you don't really know each other.
Okay, so just to go on record, if you ever see us anywhere and you know who we are, kunyari, you listen or, you know, you chica on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Just say hello.
Yes.
Because we're not gonna not say hello back.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever just going to ignore someone who says hi to me or who introduces himself or herself to me. Minsan kasi parang yun nga, some people don't even give you that chance.
Right.
To show them how nice you can be because they don't even say hello. And then sometimes you would get a message, oh, I saw you, but then I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to bother you or you seemed busy. There's nothing wrong. If you're, you know, just say hello.
Remember when, I know, like the reason I wasn't able to go with you guys with Star Marjorie because I had to renew my passport, right? So when I was renewing my passport, I realized I was missing one document. Well, not really, like more like a Xerox lang of my passport, my old passport. So I had to go downstairs. I was really like frazzled. I was like, where do I find a photocopy machine? And then as I was like, you know, running around like a headless chicken, somebody goes, Chico! I was like, yeah. It's like, and siguro, I look frazzled. She was like, oh, is this a bad time? I was like, oh, no. What is it? Of course I have time. And she was like, I'm such a big fan. You know, I've been listening ever since. But you look like you're in a hurry, but can we still take a picture? I'm like, of course, you know, I'm just stressed because of the photocopy. Pero, like, of course, let's have a picture. And, you know, it's fine. It's just that if you probably saw me, you would probably think, maybe I shouldn't bug him right now because he's really stressed out. And I was, but not enough naman that
yeah,
I couldn't
exactly.
like, stop and take a selfie, right? So, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good. And there you go. The top 10. How intimidating are you? If you've got entries, you know what to do. Tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag how intimidating are you in all your tweets?
Just as Marky walked in too. Alam mo, from how intimidating are you? Pagpasok mo, how intrimitida are you?
No.
Coming up, we've got the Morning Rush happening in a little bit.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thanking the Super Malas Guy for the topic. Hashtag how intimidating are you? Number 10 from Genshin Impacto. Literal, dumudugo yung ilong ng mga kasama ko pag nagsalita na ako ng English.
Oh.
You know, di ba we talked about this before, how it's cool, it's okay to talk to anybody in English, but once you talk to a native speaker, like an American, for example.
Parang suddenly, parang may ano ka.
Parang feeling mo mababaro ka.
Oo.
I kind of
get it, yeah. It really happens a lot. Like, when we're on radio, when we're doing voiceovers, like, you're practically, you know, you sound like you're a Native American speaker. Pero when you talk to an actual American, suddenly you're like...
You feel like a poser, almost.
Parang, I is 8, my...
You know, thankfully,
my house, my bridger. It
doesn't happen when, let's say, for example, we interview artists.
Yes.
Or, you know, if it's in a professional setting, it's fine. But the minute it's like in a casual setting and you're just having
that.
A conversation
yeah.
with friends and like one of them happens to be a native English speaker,
yeah.
suddenly it's a little like you just, I don't know.
And I don't
it turns
get
off.
It. I don't get it when they're not American English speakers. Like, for example, British.
Right.
It's still English, but I don't feel the same kind of weird because my accent nila altogether.
It's yeah. because our accent is so near the American accent.
I think that's why. Kasi parang yun nga, I guess you feel like they're gonna find out I'm not really a native American English speaker.
Or they might think I'm trying to sound like them.
When I'm not.
When I'm not. This is just how I normally
yeah,
speak in English.
I think
but
so. I think that's the...
Maybe that's the
vibe.
That's what we have. That's the little voice we hear when we
I think,
we
you
talk
know what?
Them.
Tried and tested. Like, literally, coming from that shoot with Americans, and they asked me to speak with a Filipino accent. I didn't
yeah.
even have to try too hard because it was already there. In
yeah.
front of them, I was already freaking out.
Yeah.
It happened.
At saka parang suddenly you're conscious. Because usually, okay, when we're on the show, we just talk, right? You don't
yeah.
really think of how you sound. Once you speak to a Native American English speaker, parang nagiging conscious ka na tuloy, like, how does my accent sound like? Does it sound legit? Does it sound California?
Like, you don't know
does
if you're supposed to add, like,
I mean, diba?
A
you're
little
suddenly,
extra
like,
slang?
Watching the way you talk, and you never do that on a regular basis.
And so, there are like, times when they go, are you sure you're really Filipino? Because your accent sounds so...
But that's the thing. For them, they probably feel like we sound American. But it's us.
Yeah.
Who are probably thinking, I might sound weird to them.
I remember in college, like, sometimes I would get asked, like, are you from here? And I would be like, oh my God, it's my accent.
Little old me?
You mean little old
little
me?
Little old me?
Little old me.
No, I think it's also because, especially in certain schools, there's like a way of speaking. And yeah, if you don't necessarily sound that way, you sound a little different. Like, for example, in La Salle, let's face it, like, we see it on TikTok all the time, right? The Konyo speak. Like, oh my God. Like, it's a different sound, but it's still English, it's obviously. It's just a different accent altogether. And if you don't speak that way, and like, let's say, for example, you speak fast English, not like, oh my God, like, alam mo yung may mga certain vowels na iba yung tunog kasi if it's Konyo versus if it's like English, you know?
Yeah. So I remember, I think that's a difference. It was a thing with me because me and my sister, because ano kami, like laking Sesame Street, you know, so we talked like
Elmo.
Ernie, Bert. Sorry.
Like wala Cookie Monster? Wala pa si Elmo! When did Elmo get introduced?
Parang 90s na yata si Elmo, di ba?
Oh, okay. So, hindi pala OG si Elmo?
Hindi siya OG.
This is new information to me.
No.
Okay.
So, mas bata si Elmo sa'yo.
We spoke like Ernie, Bert, you know, that kind of New York, you know, accent, I guess. So, when I started school, I spoke English like that. So if I had to read an English, di ba sometimes you're supposed to read something out loud?
Yes.
So if I would read it, I would read it the way we talk at home. Well, me and my sister at least. And then people would laugh. And I had to change my accent.
To a more neutral accent?
To a more neutral accent.
I wonder how you sounded.
Not as worse words.
I kind of, as now. I get it. I think I also adapted in radio.
Yeah.
Because especially during this time, like, most people would speak like in a neutral accent.
Right.
That's preferred most of the time. Yeah. Actually, not in radio. More, siguro more for me in sports.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hindi pwedeng, ano dun, coach said to the boys, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to speak in a certain way. So I had to kind of adapt.
Kasi like yun nga, like, for example, the teacher asked me to recite or to whatever. So I'd be like, our top 10 for today, and then our top 10. So, you know, people would start laughing, right? So I had to go like, our top 10 for today, how intimidating
are you?
I had to. So I had to change it. So yeah, I had to kind of like relearn it when I got back into radio, because I kind of had to like not be accent-y.
Come to think of it,
because they would laugh.
Your accent is actually a combination of Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
No, and diba,
I really grew up that way.
No, and we listened to the old Chico, DB Chico.
I thought you were going to.
I know,
do
I,
that.
We still don't have it.
We have to do.
We'll follow up. But like, we listened to old podcasts. So we heard Chico.
Lalaking.
No, and his accent was so different because you were way more slang before.
Yeah.
Like, our top 10 for today. British accent pala. Hindi naman. No. But like, our top 10 for today. Hindi. Pero may accent talaga siya.
Our top 10 for today.
Diba? Yeah. As opposed to now.
To say,
like, it's very, very different. And I think it evolves. It also depends on, like, your audience and who you talk to. I don't know. It just depends.
No, because I remember when we had Vince, when one of our jocks before, who is American, when he would talk, you know, he would say bank, and I was like, why do you say bank? Like, it's bank. Is it bank? It's like, it's bank. Like an E. Like, he says it like it was an E.
Even an egg. Like, yung iba, diba, egg. Yeah. But then you hear sometimes from egg. But it sounds different.
Yeah, so yun very, ano, diba, like, kunyari, I'll go to the bank. Sa kanya parang bank. Masyado ng American. And it fascinated me how...
Kind of Canadian as well.
How like...
Yeah.
Yeah, how accents work. And I was like, do you hear the difference? And he was like, it's bank. Like, it's bank. Like, it's bank.
Bank.
We just kept going back and forth. And I was like,
Tyra
oh my
Banks.
Gosh. Hindi kasi nga, di ba, sobrang yung...
Yeah. Or like yung what I noticed, for example, for Konyo versus American accent, when you say yung mga shun, kunyari foundation.
foundation.
But like when somebody is like medyo konyo, like this foundation.
Foundation.
Diba? It's like right, elongated. Right. It's different. Right. It's different. So.
Hindi ba foundation?
No, but you can, you notice the small things.
Yeah.
When you pay attention.
That's
attention.
Attention.
Attention. It's not like that. It has to be a certain
attention.
Like attention.
Attention.
Attention. Like basically keep your mouth open.
Well,
it has to be like
that shouldn't be a problem. And number 9
for some more than other.
For not from wait, not Isidro.
Sino ba yung ano peg mo? Si Ernie or si Bert? I'm still on that.
I'm more Bert. Personality?
Personality?
I'm a Bert, hello. Like the nerd. Diba Ernie is the joker, yeah, the makulit one. And si Bert merong bottle cap collection. Yeah. Loves pigeons above everything.
But he's
else.
Grumpy.
Oh, that's true. I'm not that grumpy. Pero yung ano lang, yung general, like when Bert is happy, that's me.
Oh.
When he's not, because he only gets grouchy when Ernie annoys him. Pero he's usually not grumpy. He's usually happily doing his own thing. Tapos guguluhin siya ni Ernie. Kaya siya nagiging...
So, sino si Ernie sa buhay mo?
The world. The world is my Ernie.
Okay.
Everyone.
Alright, Bert.
Number 9 from Not Isidro. True story. Yung akala ng mga ka-youth chapter ko, maangas daw ako. Dahil palaging nakakunot. When in truth, malabo lang ang mata ko, kaya kailangan nagsisquint yung mata para luminaw.
Oh, squinty and
yeah,
cheeks.
Anyone who ever like wears glasses or contacts knows this.
That was me until college.
Yes. Yeah. Diba, mas squint talaga tayo? Kasi malabo oh, yeah, yung mata natin eh. So sometimes you're trying to look at something, it's not clear. The default is to squint. Because you're like, sino yan? Diba, you really yeah, squint eh. And it the looks like... You're mad.
The problem is if you already have an RBF and you have bad eyes too.
It doesn't help.
Yeah, hello. That's my problem.
And it's also bad for you because it's going to give you wrinkles.
That's
so try
true,
not to squint
that
so much.
That is true.
I remember though, like before I would sit in front all the time in college just because I have a hard time seeing what's on the yes, board. And even when I'm in front, I still need to squint.
Mm-hmm.
So ganun kalala yung eyesight ko.
Number 8 from SRS Advincula. Wala akong pakialam kahit anak or tagapagmana ka pa ng may-ari ng kumpanya. Pag mali ka, hindi uubra yung arte mo sa akin at tatalakan talaga kita kahit umabot pa tayo sa HR.
Wow.
Wow. That takes guts. Kasi sometimes you're like, but is it worth the stress?
It also depends kasi on how things are run.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I would think twice if I knew that there might be serious
yeah, repercussions
yeah, kapag ginawa mo yan.
Kasi if you know that the, let's say, the owner will back you up.
Then I guess you can do that.
Then go. Pero kasi like if it endangers your job. I mean, good for you. That's the right thing to do. I'm just saying, realistically speaking, I don't know how many people would actually... chew you out if you yeah, did something wrong. If you're like the daughter, the son of the owner, it
I
takes
guess,
a certain kind of metal to do that.
I guess yung kanya medyo ano na siya, tried and tested.
Maybe,
na
maybe.
Nagawa na niya, nothing naman happened to him or to her. But yeah, sometimes it
could.
It also pays to play it smart.
Yeah, ako kasi I would choose my battles.
Me
I
too.
Mean, I'm not beyond doing that if I feel very strongly about it.
Yeah.
But I won't do it all the time.
Once in a while, when it matters.
When it matters,
only
yes,
moments that are really, really required.
I mean, let's face it, like to the point na kunyari, if I get fired, if the situation calls for it, I would, but not for every single small little thing.
I agree.
You know, you don't have to fight every single battle that comes your way. Number 7 from Puchoy Choy. Maayos at malinis ako magtrabaho. And that can actually be intimidating to someone kung sanay ka magtrabaho ng substandard and mediocre.
Mm,
yung parang suddenly you're like, hindi pwede yung pwede na. And suddenly you're like, crap. do I actually have to deliver now? Do I actually have to be very pulido with what I do?
Yeah.
Diba? And that can be intimidating. Number 6 from Wildfire, malaki yung ano ko, kaya siguradong masasaktan ka kapag inano kita. Malaki yung pa ako, kaya masasaktan ka kapag sinipa kita.
Yeah. Diba okay. Malaki yung pa mo, Chico?
Pag malaki yung kamay, masasaktan ka pag sinampal ka.
Ay, oo.
Naku. No, malaki ng malaki kamay ng dad ko. Si daddy strong.
Kaya nasaktan ka nung nasampal ka.
Oh, very much. So,
oh, no.
Parang nag-twinkle yung mata mo, Hazel.
Hindi, oh. Hindi ako nag-react, eh.
Natakot sa meat cleaver.
Off limits. Si Baby Whale na lang pag-usapan natin. At ito, sure ako, walang meat cleaver, walang katana, walang rifle. Ayaw niya yun eh.
Sa mga sharp objects eh. Number 5 from Maxim De Winter. How intimidating are you? Nung sinabi ni boss na, guys, 5 minutes meeting lang. Tapos nakita niya ako na sumimangot. Aba, biglang bawi. Ay, sige, bukas na lang. Wow, really? Can you imagine if your boss is like scared of you? That would be great.
I mean,
that would be amazing.
Okay.
Diba, nag-call siya ng meeting, tapos kumunot yung noo mo, tapos bilang, ay, o sige, bukas na lang. That would be great.
But I'm sure there are situations where this happens.
I'm sure.
Minsan nagugulat sila.
No, I'm, alam mo yung ano, yung not so much because you're a horrible person, but like sometimes, the boss looks very highly of you.
Right.
Like you're a crucial member of the team. And even as a boss, you know you're the boss. You can fire them if you wanted to. But you also want to take care of them.
Yeah.
Because they can transfer to another company. So meron din sigurong ganon na parang, sige, I won't piss you off because I know that, because you're valuable to the company.
Yeah.
Or they have something on you.
Oh, pwede rin yun. Ibang situation din yun.
Pwede rin. Or yun nga, pwede nagulat lang because that happened to me once. Remember I told you, natutulog kasi ko.
Oh, yeah. Like,
a boss call to ask me for something. And I was like, hello? Sabi niya, hello? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, eh, natutulog ako eh. Kasi I really was.
But if you think about it, yeah, you were sleeping.
Tapos nakakatawa. E di parang pati yung boss, parang like, oh sige, mamaya na lang. Tapos siguro pagbaba niya ng, loko yun.
I bet. Kasi parang, ay, diba? Sorry.
Oh, di ba?
Kasi parang magugulat ka, di ba?
Pero I'm pretty sure after niya ibaba yung phone, parang loko yun na.
I think nagulat din siya kasi parang it was like pretty early. Yeah. It wasn't like late. Eh, you know me naman on my sleeping habits.
It was a knee-jerk reaction.
Kung ano-ano yung oras ng tulog ko, diba?
Yeah.
Sometimes, ganun talaga pag bagong gising ka.
Alam mo, ako hindi.
Exactly.
My default, and a lot of people talaga know this about me, if you've known me from before pa, if you call me while I'm sleeping and I got, like, if I got, like, if I woke up because of your call, and then I answer it, and I'm like, hello. And then you're like, oh, did I wake you? Automatic sagot ko. Oh, no. Like, I don't know why I do it.
Oh my gosh, yes, he does do it.
He's such a nice guy.
I never say that I woke up.
He does do it.
And then I realize it after na lang na parang, why did I say that I wasn't?
Because you don't want them to feel bad for waking you up.
Yeah, I guess. Oh my gosh. So I always say, No, I'm awake.
Look at us opposites. Meanwhile, I go, natutulog ako eh.
I don't know, I get conscious na parang like that I was sleeping. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
There have been times.
That's weird.
There have been times.
Yeah. Standard, oh, and I don't do it on purpose. Ah. Like it's automatic.
Knee jerk. Ewan ko, ako kasi parang sacred kasi sa akin yung tulog.
Ako din.
So pag nagising ako, alam mo yung parang I need you to know that you woke me
ay,
up.
Ay, ako naman hindi. I'm like, no, I was up. You know, I was just lying down.
No, and the thing is, usually, I'm not gonna pick up kung natutulog ako tas nagring.
Yeah.
Unless like you keep calling or like for example, you're my boss or it's for work or something like that. Then I would pick up. Begrudgingly kasi natutulog ako. So, yun lang naman.
If it's a regular night, I'd be like, okay, yeah, fine. I'll answer this call if it's important. But if it's a time when I haven't slept for a few days,
yeah.
I remember one time my stylist came and rang my doorbell in the middle of my afternoon nap. And I didn't know that this stylist was coming. The stylist just decided to show up surprise me. How did the guards let you through?
Paano ka nakakyat dito?
I was like, did I say you could enter?
Oh no.
I mean, if you think about it, come on.
Yeah, I feel you.
You're asleep and they wake you up right in the middle of that, you know, REM style sleep. It's the worst.
But I have to say, kunyari naman, you woke me up, tapos importante naman talaga. Then I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna be like, okay, bye. Gets?
Yeah.
Pero kunyari parang it's something na that could have been, I don't know, like...
texted.
Maybe, or ignored. Yun yung medyo mag-react ako.
Ako kasi I pretend pa talaga. Saka I try to sound like I'm not sleepy. Tapos minsan, like it's happened a couple of times. I don't really, like yung bigla ko lang, hello? Did I wake up? No, I'm okay. Oh, did you, ano? Yeah, the bangos is swimming.
Like, walang sense.
Are you still asleep?
Half asleep.
Kasi sometimes I'm like pretending na yung parang, I'm awake.
How many times have I done that?
Oh my God.
And then you've walked down and actually grinded Pokemon with me.
A couple of times. And then, kasi, pero by the time I go down, gising na ako, obviously. Ang ano ko kasi, like, I don't plan on saying that I wasn't sleeping. Standard answer ko siya when you wake me up.
Ang galing kasi, like, I find it difficult to put on a voice. Yung to conceal the bagong gising voice. Remember, we had a meeting a couple of weeks ago and you were like, you didn't even recognize
me. Yeah, I was like, who's that girl? Who's that girl joining us? Yung pala si Hazel.
Kasi I was like, yeah, actually. Parang medyo mababa.
Like, basta, you sounded completely different.
Bagong gising voice.
And number four from Camilo, how intimidating are you? Pag may meeting kami, hindi sumisipot si Miranda Priestly kasi takot.
Nagtatago. At
nung umatend ako ng Met Gala, alalay ko si Anna Wintour.
Si Anna Winter, sinabi mo nang, that's all.
That's all. You may leave. Number three, coming from Memski, I feel like Moses. Kasi parang Red Sea, nahahawi yung mga tao pag dumadaan.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, good for you.
I can imagine certain people having that kind of energy. Yung tatabi ka, like, they're not asking you to, like, get out of my way. Pero merong automatic, like, oof, let me get out of here.
This happened to drag queen, to Valentina the drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
So, she performed, and then in the middle of her performance, she decided to crowd surf. So, suddenly, she found herself, like, in the middle of the crowd. Tapos she was hoping they would push her forward back to the stage at
but
some
they
point.
Didn't.
But they kept pushing her back and back, and she was like, there, that way. But they refused to bring her back. So at some point, she was in the middle and then she just asked them to put her down because she was like, you know, I would have found myself in the middle of the street if I didn't stop them from...
Can you imagine if they were like crowd surfing her, no, bringing her to the exit, tas into a van?
Ganun na nga yung dating. So nung palayo na siya ng palayo sa stage, she literally had to tell them, down, put me down. And then they put her down. And obviously it was a packed crowd, right? She's like, and then I parted it like Moses. And I was like, let me through so I can go back to the stage. The crowd parted. Nakarating siya.
I love those videos na biglang, yung mga nagka-crowd surf, kasi yung pag ano nila, pag, di ba, you suddenly kind of like turn your back to them and then you fall, right?
Yeah.
Yung mga nag-attempt, yung mga fail na crowd surf, na pag-fall nila, umiwas yung mga tao.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Wait.
It's so fun.
Ganyan yung ano.
Umagsak sila.
Ganyan yung nangyari. Tapos parang, so si Shangela was telling Valentina how to do it. Kasi I think it's something that she does regularly.
Okay.
And she's like, no, so the trick is, you look for that one person who would not drop you. And then that's where you fall because they wouldn't drop you. They love you, right? And then you can just let it happen naturally. I think they would take you. Sabi nila kay Latrice. And Latrice goes, baby girl, no. They'd be like, no.
They'd part like
can
the Red
you
Sea.
Imagine?
Yeah. Pero there are cases talaga.
Hindi, ta sabi
biglang,
nga.
Biglang iiwas everyone and you find yourself flat on the floor.
That's apparently that crowd surfing thing that Valentina did. She was supposed to do it with Kim Chi. So they were supposed to do it together or see Valentina first and then Kim Chi next. But Kim was like, I saw their faces when I was about to do it, so I decided not to.
Yung there was a, that face of fear.
Oh, gonna know.
It's like, okay, I'm
I mean,
not going.
You know, how tall is Kim Chi's pretty big, right?
Kim Chi's
significantly
tall girl.
Bigger than yeah. Valentina. So.
Like 6'2", no? 6'3".
Oh, very tall.
And number two from Chicky Romana, how intimidating are you when you've had too many Botox injections and that resting bitch face becomes your default?
You know, I watch this vlogger on YouTube. She is in her 20s, early 20s, and I'm just so shocked that she gets Botox regularly. I'm like, isn't it a little too early?
It is a little too early.
Actually, she's very pretty. But I do feel like her face looks frozen already. And I guess it's because of all the Botox. And I'm just like, I'm just a little scared for her. Like, what's she going to look like in 20 years, you know?
Why would she do that?
I don't know. But then again, there are some people who do it for medical reasons. Like, for example, for the jaw. I think it helps with TMJ.
What's TMJ?
The whole, but you get braces for it. TMJ. It's jaw.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, TMJ?
TMJ.
What
Google
does it stand
it.
For?
But it's a dental thing. It's
okay,
it's
okay.
With the way your jaws line up.
Temporomandibular joint disorder.
There, something like that. So sometimes, like, I have a friend who had TMJ. She had to get braces for it. Like, her teeth were perfect. She didn't need braces for aesthetic purposes.
For
but
the
for
jaw.
For TMJ specifically, she was, like, required to wear braces. So, ito, I do believe that there are cases na nakakatulong daw yung Botox with relaxing the
to
jaw.
Relaxing the
so,
jaw.
Baka sometimes people get it for that.
Parang yung pag nag-grind ka. Maybe.
Also, yeah. I think.
Oh, yeah. I heard about
maybe,
that.
Maybe it has. Mm. Kasi that's a jaw thing, diba?
But then yung kanya kasi, apart from the jaw, like the forehead, the eyes.
Ang favorite ko kasi na jaw, yung jaw melon. Remember when everyone smelled like Joe Malone? Like, there... Tsaka yung ano, yung... Somebody told me yung Joe Malone sounded like gay speak for Home Alone.
Joe diba, Malone.
Naku, Joe Malone ako today.
Diba? Punta ka mamaya, Joe Malone ako
Joe
today.
Joe Malone ako today.
Oy, bagong taon, Joe Malone ka mamaya.
Ayun din, di ba? Pwede rin yun.
Pwede rin. Oh.
And the top, how intimidating are you, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
first and last day ng class lang ang napupuntahan ng students mo. Kasi the moment malaman nilang prof ka nila, they drop the subject.
Ooh.
So their first day also becomes their last day.
Yeah, I never did that.
Ako din.
Like,
tsaka it's too much work.
Yeah.
Like,
I
just
never did
deal
that.
With it. And just, you know. Ako, pag ganon, pag terror yung teacher, I wouldn't drop the subject. I'll just keep my profile low. You know, I'll submit on time.
Yeah.
I'll be very quiet. I'll
yeah.
just keep my
just
head
do
down.
Do the best you can.
Just
do
the do best,
the best
can.
I can.
It's like directors. I mean, for artists.
Yeah.
If you don't really like
yeah.
the director's notorious.
Yeah.
And you don't wanna have them as your director, but you like the project. Just do your
Kasi
work.
Ako, I don't do the whole like I'm going to change your mind about me. Nah, too much work. I'll just be very like.
I'll
invisible.
Just do
just be you.
Oh, but like I just
do what needs to
I'll
be done.
Do what you want me to do. I'll pass the homeworks on time. I'll try not to get on your bad side. Ganun lang. Para I'll be very nondescript. Para they don't
kasi
focus on me.
I'm not, you know, sometimes pag yung mga terror ganyan na professors, I don't know, based on experience, sometimes when you actually try to, you know,
win them over.
No, not win them over, but when you exert extra effort
yeah.
to show them how good you are, instead of it working in your favor, sometimes it works against
lalo
you.
Silang naiinis.
Yes! Yeah. Oh my God! Yes! Yes, I experienced
like
that with a specific professor. in English. Let's just say I wasn't her favorite. It was the opposite. Parang ako yung pinag-iinitan. Yeah. But I was, you know, consistently doing well. And yung parang, of course, she couldn't really sabotage my grades. Because you can't do that. But like, alam mo yung just the way that she would speak to me?
Yeah.
It seemed like she wanted me to...
to fail.
She wanted me to fail. She wanted me to make mistakes. Yung ganun yung vibe. And I was like, I think she hates me or something.
Nakakatawa. Meron kaming batchmate. Kasi there was this English teacher na hindi niya kasundo. Tapos, on the last day of classes. Last day na. Tapos the next, ano, different year na kami, di ba? To get back at the teacher for like a year of like torture. Kasi kalbo yung teacher na yun.
Oh.
Nilapitan niya, tapos parang tinambol-tambol niya yung ulo. Kasi nga parang last day naman na. Alam mo, hindi naman niya sinakta, pero like tinambol-tambol niya yung ulo. And here's the punchline. Bagsak pala siya. So he had to repeat the year.
Oh, no.
With the same teacher.
With the same teacher. Oh, no.
Alam mo yung feeling niya, oh, gagawin ko na to kasi hindi mo naman, I'm not under you anymore. I'm going up one more year. Up, right?
Joke's on you, bro.
Joke's on you.
Nope. Wrong person to mess with.
I love that for the teacher.
I mean, like,
that for him.
Bittersweet.
Tawa talaga kami. Kasi, what makes you think you can do that? Oh my gosh. But yeah, there you go. The top 10. How intimidating are you? We do have two more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
But before that, check us out on Facebook Live, facebook.com/RX931, YouTube Live and Twitch TV. Saying good morning to Lai NY. Also, saying hi to Janelle, who says, Pagreet naman for me and Aries from Malaysia. Spending my long holiday here since LDR kami. After 3 years, nagkasama ulit.
Aww.
Hello, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. What's up to Ronaldo Quino? Also saying good morning to Rhea and to Renz. Don't forget the Monster text line 0961-136-7931. You can send us your shout-outs and your requests since we're down to the last hour of the show. Go ahead. Send them over now.
And also to Dophil, happy birthday. I mean, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday, ba?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
because he's from abroad.
Happy birthday.
And he's back in the Philippines. And if I'm not mistaken, it's his birthday. So, yeah.
Welcome back. Happy birthday.
Long time no see. Before, like, Dophil was one of the regular entry senders. So, welcome back home.
I don't think I ever met Dophil, but yeah, I'm very familiar with the name Dophil. Also, hello to Mian and her girlfriend, AC. Belated happy birthday to my friend, Kara. It was her birthday yesterday. And happy birthday to my friend, Andre. It's his birthday today, so Andre, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking our topic sender, the super malas guy. Hashtag, how intimidating are you? Let's start off at number 10, the classic, from Chicky Romana. When people start talking the moment you leave the room because they can't speak up whenever you're around. Ito yung reverse nung ang ingay-ingay nung room tas pagpasok mo tatahimik lahat. Ito naman, tahimik yung room. Paglabas mo,
they'll start talking.
Biglang iingay because everyone's just so scared of you.
Ay, parang you always think tuloy na they're talking about you.
Yeah, when sometimes diba? It's not about that. It's more like they don't relax.
When you're around.
They don't want
for them to get a word in.
Right, they don't want to say anything bad or anything that might trigger you.
Yeah.
So they just don't talk.
So I wouldn't want naman. I like the idea that, you know, people are scared of you, but ayoko naman to that point.
Parang medyo alienating naman yung ganun.
Oo, ayoko naman yung ganun. But I do like the idea na when you talk, everybody listens or they become quiet. That's kind of nice. Number 9 from Not Isidro. Yung mas bata ako sa kanila, pero sir pa din ang tawag nila sa akin. You have a sir quality. Kahit, even if you're younger than everybody else, well, sa akin kasi if you're the boss, obviously, you have to be called sir. Doesn't have anything to do with age.
True.
Diba? I mean, like even if you're double the age of your boss, if that's your boss, you say sir.
I think that's only in select countries.
Talaga?
Because when I was working in Switzerland, well, I mean, Switzerland for a while, and in banqueting.
Okay.
I worked with a guy who was basically literally my age. So I called him Patrick.
Okay.
I didn't call him sir.
Oh.
And he wanted me to call him Patrick.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, if it comes from them.
Patrick and Ollie. Call me Patrick.
It makes it easier.
If I say Patrick, to must be a Patrick tag.
It's easier kasi meron ka ng green light eh.
Oh, sa bagay.
Diba? To call them by their first name. And also, it depends din kasi like how you met them. In some instances, kasi you meet them before they become your boss.
Yeah.
So, pag ganon, you already address them a certain way, either by their first name or by something else, diba? So,
parang ang hirap na to call them, sir.
Ang hirap na to transition from, you know, from one name to another or to sir.
Number 9 from Not Isidro. That was Not Isidro. Number 8 from Maxim De Winter. How intimidating are you? Lumiliit yung boses ng mga nagre-report pag present ako sa meeting.
Good morning po.
Good morning po. Ang report ko po today.
Balik kasi po, ano po eh.
Alam mo, you don't want to seem askad. You don't want to seem, so you're kind of like,
so ito po yung new portions namin sa TMR.
Ganun ba?
Yun, ganun. Pero di ba dapat nililiit mo para because nanliliit ka? Ito kasi parang nang-aakit eh.
Uy, grabe!
Parang nagpapalulita ka eh. Ganun.
Hindi, iba yung tono ko pag nang-aakit.
Paglulita,
parang, hi, so, wait lang. Oh my God.
Ang sarap daguhukan.
Lolita Aguilon.
Ay, nako.
It's difficult to do kapag walang ano.
Walang.
Kapag walang inspiration.
Actually.
Wala naman tatabla ng Lolita vibe ko dito. Hindi naman pang Lolita
Pearls
yung market.
Pearls before swine.
Wag na lang. Masasayang lang.
Number 7, coming from Puchoy Choi. How intimidating are you? I keep my facial expressions neutral and consistent eye contact kapag nakikipag-usap.
You should do.
No, it's, I get it. Pero get, some people kasi, they put a little smile to soften the face. So,
yeah.
If you're talking to somebody and they're smiling, you feel more at ease. This is my problem. I'm not a smiling face kind of person. Like, I don't have a... Pag hindi naman, nothing funny is going on or nothing whatever, I don't smile. So I kind of envy people who have a default smiling face. Because, like, usually mga taong ganun.
Like Lady Camden has a very default smiling face.
And I see people always describe them as pleasant. Or very, ano, very magaan ng loob nila.
Yeah.
Kasi nakangiti ka lagi eh. And it's so difficult for me.
I think I have a smiling face.
Do you always smile? Even when there's nothing... Like, kunyari.
In general? In the presence of other people. Oh. Unless I am in a bad mood or
no,
I'm
no, no,
trying
that aside,
to...
Kunyari yung default lang, default face. Is it more like a half smile? Ako kasi, I have an RBF, di ba? Yung parang like, of course I'm not going to smile because of no reason at all.
You know, it's weird because some people claim I have an RBF. But some people also think I have a smiling face.
A smiling face?
So I guess it depends on which mood you see
which
me.
Which
mood
you're in.
You know what people used to say when I used to smile in high school, like, really big?
Oh.
Namukha akong... This is my quote, okay? mukha akong abnoy.
That's so bad.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
That's
they,
weird.
They would say that to me. And that would be their bully. That's how they would bully me when I was younger. Yeah, so then I guess that's why I resulted to RBF.
RBF na lang, yeah. Para wala
RBF
na silang
masabi. Na lang, closed mouth na lang, and then neutral na lang. At least sabihin nila, ay, suplado.
Hello.
I mean, that was how I thought life would be back in the day.
Tingnan mo itong mga basta sa comment section. Si John Sinai, baka rolling I face Hazel. Tapos si Sarah, my friend who's listening, says, feeling Hazel may Aguilon. No, okay. I take that back. Maybe hindi smiling face. I think I have smiling eyes.
Yeah.
Ah.
Like, I can easily shift from RBF to friendly face.
Or more like RBF to malande.
Well, that obviously. that just happens naturally.
That happens naturally.
Without effort. No, but when I want to be friendly, like for example, if I walk by, tapos halimbawa the guards will say good morning.
Yes.
Like, even with a mask on, I try to, you know, make my eyes smile para they know na when I say good morning back, yung parang,
like
you're
it's
smiling,
legit.
Good morning. Or, yeah.
And I think more now than before. I mean, ever since the pandemic, kasi nga, you only see the eyes. We have a tendency to, like, make our eyes smile a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, so, like, you learn how to smile with your eyes. Diba, there's that thing now on TikTok where put your eyebrows up, smile or whatever, and then eyebrows down, that is your parang...
Oh, yeah, the
your model face.
The model,
model
face.
Face.
Sabi ni Emerson, resting bato face. RBF.
Resting Botox face.
How would you like bato to hit your face? That's my question. No, Emerson.
And also, you now smize. Yeah, yeah. That, yes. That's how it is talaga.
Show us your smize with the mask on.
Oh, sige. Let's start with Chico.
Smize off.
Ah, best smize. Smize ba to? Parang ano, Belia Flores look.
Hindi ba smize yun?
Try again. Okay. Candidate number one, Chico.
Okay. Candidate number two.
Thinking pleasant thoughts.
Mm.
But parang nang may ano, parang roar.
But
roar. Parang may ganun sa mask. Oh, sige, my turn. Sige. So, from this to this. Beautiful eyes.
Parang ano, parang nagpapabayad.
Ano nagpapabayad?
Parang nagpapabayad. Oo.
Grabe!
Ganon. And also, sabi ni Nathaniel, kay Hazel, kulang ng pigtails.
Yes.
Baby girl.
Oo.
Betty Boop daw, sabi ni JNJ.
Mm-mm.
Ikaw, RBF, resting Belia Flores.
Belia Flores.
Very that.
Resting Belia Flores.
Sabi ni ano, yung si Hazel, ano raw, sabi ni John Sinai, Sir, 150.
Parang may binibenta eh, no?
Oh. And also, number 6, coming from Dunatan Van Neswood. Whenever I sigh or inhale deeply, akala agad ng iba may nagawa silang mali at galit ako sa kanila. Even if it has nothing to do with them.
That's very Chico. Because usually may buntong hininga moment
I
talaga siya every day.
I really do. Para ang bigat-bigat ng dinadala.
Yes! Yung parang, what did I say?
And especially when it's like about to end, the show's about to end. So
parang,
oh, well, that's it.
Yung parang,
for today.
Ay, makaka-escape na ako. Dito sa dalawang damuhong.
Chico behavior! Ay, nako.
Dito sa dalawang mokong na. Mokong! When was the last time you heard the word mokong?
Never. Oh, no. It's been a while.
Number 5 from Underburner. How intimidating are you? Our rider had an accident involving college students. When I arrived on the scene, I heard him berating the students in front of the police officers, but when he saw me, he started crying like a child.
What?
But I don't know if it's intimidating, but alam mo yung sometimes it's comfort.
No, yeah. And the whole situation kasi was intimidating.
Like, I can imagine if I'm under a lot of stress, na kunyari ako lang mag-isa, tapos bilang dadating si Baby Will. Yun, siguro ba lang, you know what I mean? Because it's like you can let go.
Totally. I can imagine
of
that.
Like, all the... Kasi parang you want to be strong, eh, diba? You want to be like, okay, I can do that. But the moment you see somebody who's like a tower of power for you, and wow, you know, and it's
Benji
like,
para siya.
Hindi.
Tower of power.
Hindi, pero gets. Yung parang,
na-imagine kita.
Like, sometimes it's your parents, sometimes it's your significant other, sometimes it's a best friend. You know what I mean?
Na-imagine kita parang ano, parang kang flower na mag-wilt.
Yeah.
Into Baby Whale's arms. Yung parang, like, just collapse.
Totoo. Totoo yan. And also, number 4 from Lock on Stratos. Hindi kasi ako palangiti. Pero weird, pag ngumiti ako, mas kinakabahan sila.
Like you're up to no good.
Parang ano, parang
diba?
Clown face.
Yes, oh, yung alam mo yung parang like, I think he's about to hurt someone.
I'm thinking Toni Collette has that face.
Has that face.
Kasi parang, diba usually hindi smiley yung default niya. Totoo. She kind of looks sad most of the time.
Ako, I'd be scared if Joaquin Phoenix smiles.
Parang Joker meets Riddler. Ganon.
Ganon.
Yeah, or the other Skarsgård. Si ano, si It.
Ay, yeah, that's see, a I scary know. Smile. See,
that is so scary.
What's his name?
See,
Bill.
Bill.
Romel.
Romel Skarsgård.
Si Bill.
Bill. Imagine but mo.
May Romel Skarsgård. Pinoy na Pinoy.
Parang ano, malapit na magkaroon ng Jobert Skarsgård.
Jobert Skarsgård, diba?
Have you watched Batman, the new one?
Yes.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Grabe, ang galing ng Riddler.
Oh, yeah.
He is the scariest thing I've seen in a long time.
Yes,
you know, Jack Nicholson has a scary smile as well.
He does.
When he wants to be scary.
Well, he has a scary face, period. I mean, like, whether he's smiling or not, I'm scared of him.
Whenever I think Jack Nicholson, I always think of, The Shining.
You know why?
Why?
It's the eyebrows. Ano siya? Inverted V. Yung naka ganon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kaya he kind of like, he has this menacing expression because of the inverted V eyebrows.
Sabi ni John Sinai, Rambutana Skarsgård?
Rambutana Skarsgård.
In the same family.
Pwede. And number 3 from Wildfire, how intimidating are you? Amoy ko pa lang, intimidating na. Nag-aalisa na mga tao. One whiff of you. Yeah. Number 2 from Archer Aguilar, they call you Medusa? One look from you and they freeze.
Okay.
Katakot yung mga ganyan. Like literally, you're just...
If looks could kill.
Yeah.
They'd all be dead.
And the top, how intimidating are you, comes from Victoriano.
Victoriano says,
yung ang hinihingi mo, report, pero resignation letter ang inabot.
Oh, akala,
parang,
no?
I give up, I can't handle this. You know, the pressure is too much. Or
they think you're about to fire them, so they just hand over their resignation letter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yung parang, they would just rather, I give up. You know, here's my resignation letter. You're not gonna think my report is good enough anyway. Ganon kaka nakaka intimidate. So we've got one more batch, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
Join us if you're not there yet. Facebook.com/RX931. Also, YouTube Live and Twitch TV. We might do a little bit of Bak or Papak Met Gala 2022
edition.
Let's do it.
Maybe part one.
Part one. While we're doing our FB in between. So please join us. In the meantime, check out this next track. Something from Charlie Puth. It's called, that's hilarious, number 29 on the countdown. Only here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And we were just talking, like, on Facebook Live, like, if we were the Kardashian sisters, Who would we be?
Kasi so, we did pa for Palpak eh. Met Gala. So.
We were asking Hazel kasi she's the one who's like a big fan. And so, sabi nila, sabi mo, Hazel, ikaw si Courtney because you're very dry. Sabi ni Butter Baby, are you sure you're dry?
No, I also identify, kasi okay, I identify with three of them. Like Courtney, Kim, and Kylie. All of them. I feel like when I watch them, like I see myself in certain aspects of their personalities. But I would say the closest personality-wise probably Courtney.
Yeah.
Marky is Chloe. Because Chloe is very outspoken.
And Chico is definitely Black China.
Okay, I'll
see,
take
Chico
it.
Is a little difficult eh. Kasi I think parang Chico can be a little bit of Kendall and Kylie.
Pero Kim siya.
The ano, the Jenner's. I'm more on the Jenner side.
The thing with Kim kasi is, Kim is very take charge.
Oh.
Kim is the one who has all the answers.
I'm not that.
Like, if anybody has a problem in the family, you can ask Kim to fix it or to help. Like, she will always have...
Who would run to the room and say, call me when this is over? That would be me.
So you're not, you can't be Kim.
I don't think, I'm not,
I think that's
I'm
why
Kim.
My friends also say I'm a little Kim. Kasi na ganyan na rin kami ng mga friends.
No, you're sa Kim.
Sa Kim!
You're sa Kim Kardashian.
Sa Kim. Sa Kim, sa Kim.
I mean accurate. I know that's right.
Sa Kim Kardashian.
Uh-oh, you can call me sa Kim Kardashian. Okay. Si Chico, sige. Si Kendall. Kendall!
Si Kendall.
Ano ka na lang talaga,
Kylie? Light me up and I'll brighten the room. I'm a candle.
Kylie ka na lang because you're the richest. Kylie.
Yes, Kylie.
Right?
Kylie
ka. Kylie. O, sige.
Sige. Try mo nga like yung ano. Stormy.
Stormy.
Nakakatakot. If I were Stormy, run. ulit.
See it.
Stormy. Stormy.
Sounds like ano, si Skarsgård.
Oh, ano ka?
Stormy, I'm your mommy.
Si Chucky. Si Chucky Dal Kardashian.
Alam mo, wag na lang.
Chucky Dal Kardashian.
Wag na lang. Okay. Ano ka na lang, Black China ka na nga lang.
Okay, so, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. The final batch, courtesy of the Super Malice Guy. Let's start off with Archer Aguilar, number 10. People tell me I'm intimidating. You would be too if you were this smart, pretty, and humble.
Okay. I'm humble? Grabe.
Humble na humble. Number 9 from Engineer Mox. I get this a lot. Ang wild mo pala pag private. Like when in private, you get pretty crazy. Kasi I think when you don't parang show a lot of yourself, that's when people are intimidated because they don't know what to expect.
They don't know your limit. They don't want to test you. They don't want to overstep.
Yes.
Diba? Yeah. That's why...
That's the ano eh, of being intimidated. You're like, I don't know how they'll react.
Ayun, actually.
That diba? Is true.
So, uh-oh. When you finally show yourself, they're like, ah, ganito ka pala. So, yeah.
Do you get that? Yung, ang wild mo pala. I think
not
when,
wild, but more like, it's weird yung sa akin.
I think sa party, when you let your hair down, tapos you have a drink or two.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Parang you surprise people because when they see you, obviously, only in the morning, diba? You're very work mode, professional.
Yes.
Tapos biglang, hello? Ganyan ka pala?
But you know what's weird about me? They expect what they hear on radio. So they know that, si Chico siguro magulo, madaldal, maingay. And then they meet me in person, and then they're like, ay, ang tahimik mo pala. But when they get to know me better, then they're like, okay, there's the Chico that we were kind of like expecting. So it's weird. Like, yung akala nilang totoo ko is actually not really me. It's just that I'm shy when I first meet you. So I'm usually quiet at first. And then when I feel like, when I relax around you, then you'll see more of what you hear on radio.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. That is true.
That is true.
Is that accurate?
I think a little bit. Mm-mm. Hindi kasi like ano eh, yun ang, I get that more than the others. I get the whole, tahimik ka pala. I mean, I'm like, but of course, it's like, yeah, because we just met each other.
Ako, I get the opposite.
Ay, mabait ka pala.
Ikaw yung perfect din sa kaninang entry, yung mabait ka pala.
Oo.
Yeah.
And, number 9, ah, sorry, 8, from Not Isidro. True story, kahit ako yung pinakamaliit dito sa mga katrabaho ko, may whites, blacks, Hispanics, hindi nila ako pwede lukuhin kasi I will put them in their place.
Ah.
Ooh.
So, huwag kayong masyadong comfortable around me.
Oo. And I guess that's what makes him intimidating.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't care if you're bigger than me. I will call you out if need be. Number 7 from Underburner. Whenever I try to have a casual conversation with our regular employees, I can tell that they're trying hard to appear comfortable. Because obviously they're not. Alam mo, nakikitawa, may patapik-tapik sa'yo para kunyari komportable. Pero actually, kita mo na, yung you can tell,
yeah,
that they're like, they're a little bit on the edge with you.
Yeah.
Number 6 from Pathogen. They tell me this a lot. Ah, you make friends pala with us. You know, the average ones.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yung para akala nila, i-judge mo sila because you're like, quote, up there.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, they're down here. So they're like, ay, ano ka pala? Down to earth ka pala. Yeah, that's a thing. Number 5 from Lock on Stratus. How intimidating are you? Pag nakikita nila ako sa hallway na medyo naka-chin up, feeling nila agad may uupakan ako.
Yeah.
Ready to fight!
Yeah. Like, meron siya nung pasugod look when in fact, baka naman naglalakad ka lang.
Normal look.
Normal look mo lang naman yun. Number 4. Oh, ito na yan. 4, 3, and 2. It has to do with like dating.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, number 4 from Call Me Cell na lang. I remember talking to my crush after inuman sesh. And he said that he wanted to kiss me. Pero that I looked suplado daw, kaya hindi niya ginawa.
Ah, it happened.
Yung parang, that kind of intimidating. Not that you're a horrible person, but more like, parang not the type to reciprocate a kiss.
Yeah.
And number 3 from Coco Hernandez. When I was out in the dating scene, most people who were interested in me never had the courage to ask me out. And I could never figure this out. Like, they like you, but they're not gonna ask you out.
Yeah.
Because they're probably scared of getting turned down.
Or maybe they think
you're out of their league.
Out of their league. It could be one of many things. Number 2 from Jungkook's girl. How intimidating are you? Dating has always been difficult for me. Kasi feeling nila high maintenance ako because of my lifestyle and career, which I maintain myself, TBH. So most don't even try. Yung parang like you're so well made, you know, and yeah, you look expensive. So am I going to be spending this much on you? When actually she spends it on herself. She doesn't get it from anyone else. Ano very ano, Ariana. I want it, I got it.
Exactly. And yeah, you shouldn't be made to feel bad.
Yes.
Kung kaya mo namang i-support yung mga high maintenance needs mo.
And the top, how intimidating are you, comes from Not Isidro.
Not Isidro says,
once I mention my name over the phone, they automatically transfer me to the company's CEO.
Wow!
Wow!
Okay. Can you imagine, yung kunyari pumunta ka lang ng fast food, hello, pwede magpaano ng chicken spag? Ay, teka lang po. Hi, this is the owner of the fast food.
Love it. God.
What is your serious voice? Like your serious, I mean business voice. Kunyari you're calling, I don't know, someone to ask or demand something in a professional sense.
Hello! Nasaan ang manager?
Hindi naman 90s action star. Yung nor... Wala naman tayong sinabing 90s action star dito, di ba?
Robby.
Ano, FBJ? Hindi naman ano.
Robin Garcia.
Hindi ang probinsyano levels. Gusto namin yung professional.
I don't know. Wala, normal. I'd like to, like when I do a VO, ganun.
Mm.
It's a normal voice. I don't change it.
If ano?
I use my words kasi. It's a content. It's not going to be the delivery. It's going to be like, you would know when I'm trying to be diplomatic. And you also know when I'm like, look, I want to cut to the chase.
Look, I mean business.
I'm not happy. Oh, I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
That's Marky for you. Like, yeah. We'll just say it.
I'll say it out loud. I'll be like, I'm not happy with you tweeting that shiz about me.
Ganon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, ako siguro, I'd be like, how intimidating are you? I guess when people feel like, feeling ko kasi, if you don't know me, you probably won't be intimidated by me. I mean, you would only probably be intimidated if, like, maybe if you listen to the show.
Mm.
And, you know, you meet me outside of the show. There, I mean, I can imagine because, you know, you probably have preconceived notions about me.
Yeah.
Pero, like, I think if, like, you see me and I just look like some random guy on the streets. I don't think I'm very intimidating. We just have my head down looking at my phones. And, yeah, I'm not a very scary looking guy. So only if you know me, then maybe
yeah, when you see
I will
Chico,
have some sort of intimidation factor.
When you see Chico on the street, it's usually like a skip in his step, listening to Madonna, singing a couple of songs.
Among other songs.
Mostly Madonna.
Frozen, the 200th remix.
Oh my gosh.
How intimidating are you? Ako, I feel like I can be as intimidating as I want to be.
Mm.
So it can be like really intimidating or the opposite.
Like,
because I can
friendly.
Also be friendly if I want to. So if you meet me and I'm super friendly, it means I'm making an effort to make you feel extra comfortable.
Yeah.
Which means I like you.
Yeah.
Right? That's just how I am. Parang I will let you know how I feel about you based on
yes.
how I act.
Same.
When I'm around you.
Same.
Okay.
So usually people who find me intimidating might be people that I don't necessarily vibe with
yes,
immediately.
Same.
It just means I don't know if I like you yet.
Yet.
So you're gonna probably get the intimidating version of myself. But if I like you and I meet you, I'm gonna be like, oh my, oy!
Super,
like very chummy.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know, I can be like that. So
I attest to this statement.
That is the truth. And I also feel like when I was younger, I was much more probably intimidating just because I didn't used to make an effort.
Eh, hello.
Kaya nga nasabihan ako to make more friends, di ba? Kasi I'm like, you
sa
know.
Sa video mo. Favorite ko yung video niyan.
Which one?
The one where they interviewing you.
Like with me, like.
What did
no.
you say again? It was when you were.
I don't know. No, the thing is, parang, because I don't want you to think you intimidate me.
Right, right.
So
right,
sometimes,
right.
Ang nangyayari, it's the opposite na ako yung nagiging intimidating. You know what I mean? Because that's just how it is. So, yeah. So I think eventually I learned that, okay, you know, you have to make people feel comfortable. Otherwise, they won't get, you know, they will stay away from you. And I don't want that, you know?
Oh, ito yeah. Ano, tanong ni Maxim De Winter. Paano pag yung pagpasok mo sa booth, tapos sasabihan ka ni Hazel ng, oh, ayan na yung maldita. Anong ibig sabihin mo?
Sinabi yan ba kita? Ibig sabihin, I'm being chummy. That's me. Kasi ano, I'm talking to you.
Kasi
oh.
tinawagan ka na, tinawag
hindi,
ka na ng maldita.
Hindi, ano yun eh. Iba kasi if it's coming from another maldita.
That is, yes.
Like,
kunwari,
I recognize. I see you.
Kung may pumasok na totoong maldita dito sa booth, quiet na lang si Hazel.
Pag
well,
may,
quiet kaming lahat.
Pag may hindi ko bet, I just won't even look at you. Actually,
oh, yeah,
that's the
true.
Thing. That's how
true.
Intimidating I can be. I
that
won't even look at you.
True.
Like you don't exist.
If you, yeah, you don't exist. Or if you talk to me, I'd be like, I would be like, hello. And then like, bye. Like, I will mind my own business. Ganon. I just don't like being fake. That's the thing. So if I'm being nice to you, that means I'm being genuinely nice to you because I like you.
Ako naman, I bully the bullies. I'm a bully of the bully.
You intimidate the bullies.
I intimidate the bullies. If I feel like they're doing something to put someone down and I sense that they've done it before, not just me, but like my friends,
yeah,
especially my friends, watch out. Like, I don't care what you think about me, what you say about me, what you tweet about me. You don't exist to me. Like, literally, you will feel like you are marginalized because that is how you make other people feel.
I think we're really similar, Marky.
We are.
We're like, if we want to be friendly, if you want you to feel comfortable, we will go the extra mile, right, to make you feel comfortable. But if you want you to feel what you make other people feel, and if it's not a good thing, you'll feel it.
You'll, yes, feel it too.
We're like, what do you call those? Vigilantes.
Exactly.
Okay. Batman is a vigilante.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kasi si Chico, regardless, parang same eh. Whether you like someone or you don't. You know what I mean? Like, meron kang general,
yeah, that's true.
Like,
kasi,
default.
Yeah. Kasi totoo yan eh. Even if I actually super like you, I will still hold it back.
Wait for them to kind of...
Because I also don't want to overstep,
yeah,
my boundaries. So yeah, like whether I don't like you or I like you, you'll probably get somewhere in the middle. Just a very safe middle. Yeah.
Sabi ni Grace, paano daw pag pumasok siya sa booth? What are we gonna do? I'll probably just look at you. Then look away.
And then you may roll ng eyes.
So I'll probably be like, oh, hi. pero kung may dala kang suhol, ganon, may dala kang pa-coffee, ganyan.
Ay, parang ano.
Bestie, parang, how are you?
Hello, I miss you.
Oh
na.
My God, it's so nice to finally meet you. Ganon.
Ayan, sabi ni Erica, actually, akala ko din, intimidating si Hazel. Kasi she's very vocal about people and vibes if she doesn't like you. Kaya may initial impression ako na parang, what if ayaw niya ako?
Oy! That's not true.
Oh,
diba? Wala. Parang, as long as you're not, ano, yung overly, alam mo, meron din akong, alam ko na, parang I don't like it when people are too fresh.
Ah, yeah.
When I get the vibe. Like,
gusto mo yung medyo maasim na.
Ayoko nung presko. yung nauuna siyang maging presko bago ko siya bigyan ng cue. Na you can be chummy with me because I give you permission to, because I'm being chummy with,
right,
you.
Right.
But if you initiate and like you overwhelm me right away, then I'm like, yun, well, that's when I put my walls up.
Bestie! Yung ganun kagad.
I guess,
oo.
Ako, I guess I'm just so used to that, yung mga press ko feeling close because, well, I am in the showbiz industry. When I have to meet different people and they're like that with me the first time I meet them, it's like, oh, hey, I'm the same way. I'm like a mirror, literally. Like,
yeah.
I'll be what you want me to be in that situation.
I can be whoever I want to be.
And that's how I kept my exes. Period.
Okay. Anyway. There you go.
So sabi yan, sabi ni Nero, oh, guys, ha, alam nyo na, ayaw ng presko ni Hazel, dapat lahat hulas na. Pumasok sa booth.
Wag naman. Oh,
lahat oily na.
Deng, deng.
Haggard
na. Ipang fresh naman yung sinasabi ko. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the thing. If you want to see yourself, have a 30-minute conversation with me.
There you go. And then you can evaluate.
And then you'll evaluate. Yeah.
Very mistake, huh?
Yeah.
Nag-ano siya. Nagmo-morph siya.
I morph. Well, I mean, if it's... Unless I'm close with you. Like, for example, with Hazel and Chico, I can be myself.
Yeah.
But when it's someone I first meet, I'm just gonna show you a little bit of yourself. And let's see if you like it.
E kung daw fresh na galing sa steam room?
Which stall?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Sige na, on that note, let's just say goodbye.
Thanks for joining
us.
Thank
you for joining.
We'll be back tomorrow. We'll continue back for the Met Gala as well. So make sure to join us again 6 to 10 tomorrow. We'll leave you with Chris Brown. And Nikki is up next for more good vibes only here on Monster RX 93.1. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Good Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR.
Good Morning Rush.
From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush. 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX 93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX 93.1.